My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a ton of respect for them, and they're well coached, very talented with the receivers, and goes extends beyond the two receivers. And so it'll be a high level evening right there, and we're looking forward to it. They're very familiar with us. You know, we think we have some familiarity with them, but you know, it's just two good teams going against each other, and we look forward to it. I'm sure they do as well.
Sean McDermott, the Bills and the Dolphins Thursday night in Miami, week two. The Bills have won 11 of their past 12 meetings with Miami, including playoffs. The only loss being, 2 years ago in week two?
Right.
When they gained 285 yards more than Miami did and lost, which is incredible.
They botched a end-of-half possession that should have been a field goal. They didn't get the clock stopped in time and missed out on a chance for points there. And then Allen badly underthrew a pass to Isaiah McKenzie in the end zone or right at the goal line that I would have been stunned if it wouldn't have been a touchdown if it had been on target, but he bounced it, his footwork was a little off or whatever it was, and that was your ball game. They were that close to, you know, winning it.
Very close to winning it.
Yeah.
Brian is with us. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. So one of the common kind of feedbacks from the game, from both kind of edges of the WGR radio universe is then, we're trending towards running too much. Our neutral run rate is going up. We're not passing as much, which definitely stats would totally agree with that. The eye test totally tells you that. But I guess my question back to you, Mike, maybe predominantly is, so can you lay out what your favorite type of offense is, especially for Allen and the Bills? Because what I see is they added Diggs in 2020, and then they kind of, from that was like the apex. They got the superstar, they identified that, and then they kind of stopped. And then it was kind of a rotational band of low-end type free agents, and even guys that got hyped, your Trent Sherfield, wait till you see this guy play, Deontay Hardy, wait till you see the packages that we have for him. And then like Nyheim Hines, he touched the ball 11 times after he joined the Bills. They just couldn't figure out how to use any of those players. And it doesn't surprise me that none of those guys have upper echelon type skill sets. So to me, it would take like the Bills would have to have like a shift in philosophy. Show me like they would build an offense that would go back to like four wide and empty sets, because right now they surprised me Sunday with how good they actually look, because I thought they were profiling towards a dink and dunk offense, because you just don't have anybody who can really lift the lid and be physical and be like some sort of mismatch. So to me, James Cook, yeah, it makes sense that he gets the ball. He's a second round pick from Georgia with high pedigree, and he's got the athleticism. He tested that way. So it makes sense you get him the ball that way. So I guess that's what I would like to see from you guys. Like, lay out what you guys want. I mean, you want like a Chip Kelly 90 play kind of offense where you're just gunning the whole game?
Well, I appreciate this question, but what is the point of it if I'm only limited to the players they have, right? Like, I think they have four or five slot receivers, two tight ends, and a couple, one or two pretty good running backs. Like, that's it. So I'm more curious to see how they lay it out and what happens week to week. I mean, you talk about guys that are maybe, we don't wait till you see them. What is their role going to be? That's even Kincaid so far in his career. So, I mean, Knox blocks Kincaid to a point, right? I mean, snap share and everything. I don't have, my ex receiver is on the team because he's a good blocker in Hollins, who I guess may be serviceable as a receiver. I don't know, really. Like, I've been confused by this, thanks, Brian, all summer, what to do with the collection of players they have. Because I don't think it really makes sense what they've built. You know, what Chip Kelly offenses, or what would I do? I mean, for the last 3 years, you talk about what the radio station sounds like. It's pretty much sounded, let's go get more receiver talent. And the Bills haven't really done it. You know, you have Curtis Samuel and Coleman. And Coleman is promising, but also a little bit complicated as a prospect. So I don't know. I mean, you're bigger on Shakir than I am. I think there's definitely reason to be excited about him. I just don't know who has the ceiling that I'm looking for in this offense because, you know, since you referenced Diggs, what kind of team would I like to build? That kind. Where if I'm lucky enough, and the Bills did, they earned it, to go out and get a guy who's almost unstoppable, that's what I would want to do. And this team does not have that.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I can't go back in time. I mean, with what they've got right now, and the way the league could be trending, like, we'll see. I had an instinct late last week before the season started to consider whether or not a lot of the league is going to be more 12 personnel, two tight ends, and more run heavy and less neutral zone, neutral situation pass rate and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, it's 1 week, but the early returns are that it swung heavily that way, and we'll see if that levels off at some point. So we've got what we've got here now, and I'm not against them going the route they've gone here entirely. I think it behooves them. There's a lot of risk in it, but it behooves them to find out if they can live in the upper echelon of the contending teams in the league.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Without a 30 million plus wide receiver, without that guy. That's not to say you should disqualify yourself from getting an elite player. And if, like, Keon Coleman by year two or three looks like that, like, great, then you've got a guy, and eventually you'll have to decide whether you want to pay him or not. But it makes, what they did makes sense to me. But I can't go back in time. What I would do is draft someone the year I traded for Diggs. I know I wouldn't have had my first round pick, but draft another receiver even the next year. Whatever, just get another guy so that I can have some semblance of what say Philadelphia has right now with two elite receivers. Maybe Detroit is on the cusp of that now that Jameson Williams has shown up the way he did in the opener. And, you know, other Cincinnati with Chase and Higgins. That's, I think, Samuel and Ayuk. That's where I'd rather be. But, you know, the Bills were at the end of a timeline with Diggs and really did not have that second guy ever, really. And I think it held them back. And here we are now at, like, we have no guy, just a bunch of equals, and everybody's going to eat. And, you know, the early returns, they ran the ball very well early in the game. couldn't run it at all, really, in the second half, effectively. And within the pocket of the game where they scored their points, where their offense really moved the ball, they threw it 67% of the time. So, like, keep that in mind. Like, because there's a lot of, you watch San Francisco play, you watch a lot of these teams, Detroit, like, why are you against them running it? Well, I'm not so much against them running. I just want to know it's going to work. I've got Josh Allen, and, you know, I want to play to my strengths. So I think they're looking for balance. I respect where they're at. But I think they missed an opportunity when they had the offense that they had, you know, with Beasley here. I think they just needed someone better than Brown and or Sanders or Davis, really. That whole time, I think we could have a very different story with this team if they had managed to find their way to that player.
Take Allen out, which you don't have to do. It's 33 carries for 130 if you don't. It's 24 for 91 if you do, which is what, 3.6, 3.7 yards per carry against Arizona? Pass. No pun intended. Let's go to Matt next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. I think, to your point, I think, you know, a lot of people are saying that the Bills don't have weapons. You know, they lost Diggs, they lost Davis. But I think what the Bills are trying to show, or maybe that the league's going to find out, is that Josh Allen is the weapon. And that it, I don't know if it's really going to matter how great, you know, the players. I mean, obviously it would help, but I think he's going to raise everyone's level. To a certain point that it's going to make them a lot better than probably what they would be otherwise. But the point I wanted to bring up is that I was reading on Twitter the other day that they came out with a stat that the Bills, that after this game, the Bills have set a new record for their 42nd consecutive game where they have not lost by more than 6 points, which I think is absolutely absurd in today's era of the NFL where, you know, you have a bad week or whatever, and you might lose by 7 or 10 or 12 or even get blown out at times. I mean, even, you know, we see San Francisco got blown out by like 20 or 30 points last year, one game. And for that not to happen since Carson Wentz was with Indianapolis in 2021 is honestly just absurd. And it's just, I think it just shows how consistent they are, that even when they're not playing their best, that Allen is so good that they almost have to beat themselves to lose.
Yeah, it's definitely a reflection of their excellence. We talked about this some last week. I just have trouble with the logic that because all the things you said about Allen will make this team better than if they had better receivers. Like, I just don't see how that's logical. I think I'd rather have better receivers. I'm not saying they have to be bad at that position, but they don't have the wide receiver one guy here. We're pretty sure about that. They're playing like, and have been talking all summer like they know that, and they're adjusting because of that. That's the only thing. I would not say that they should lose all the time. I would not say that, and we've had this conversation every day for like 8 months. There's a reason why they were still almost the division favorite, you know, everything else. Allen in the MVP, everything else. Nobody's burying them. I mean, you're gonna show me somebody who is. Mostly, people are not burying them. It's just a little bit more curious whether or not they have enough talent to win. And this is defense, too. I mean, we're talking receivers again here, but defensively, it's the bigger question, I think, right now with more injuries and just we'll see what they can do against the Dolphins.
Yeah, this opponent especially. All that speed, short week, no Taron Johnson. I mean, they're no Milano, of course, which we knew before the season began. Like look, every week has its challenges, but Miami is one of, if not the most challenging offense I think you can play. The motion, the speed, there's just a lot there.
At least they're familiar with it. Getting connected with the fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.